SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday morning. Ron Culver's giving us all three, so what is the good for this day?
You know what? This whole thing does have a theme. I didn't try to create a theme, but a theme just appeared and happened, and it all has to do with college recruiting, really.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Minus a rare occasion has happened too. I do have a double down on good and bad.
Okay, go ahead.
So the good of the day, there was a Kentucky couple. This isn't college recruiting, but it is college-esque. A Kentucky couple got married during the UK versus Wofford game.
Why would they do that?
Right?
Right.
So they put up TVs during the ceremony.
So wait a minute. They got married at the actual start of the game? They were like given their wedding vows while the game was being played?
Yes.
I thought this was outlawed in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Like, I don't know if it was at the start of the game. Maybe it was midway through, but it didn't matter because, you know, they have TVs. They set up TVs in the church.
In the church. So there are TVs in the church so you could watch the lovely couple. Now, to their credit, all right, let me just make this clear. To their credit, they didn't know that Kentucky would be playing, but you would have a good guess, wouldn't you?
I think you would. Yeah, I mean, maybe not. You know, what if...
Hey, listen, honey, when do you want to get married? We should pick a date. When's a good time? March.
Mid-March.
What goes on in March? Mid-March on a weekend? What could possibly prevent people from... The weather's not bad, right? Is there anything else going on? June seems to be booked up. What else? What else in this state is big in March around the middle to the end?
What?
Yeah, like it doesn't take a genius to figure out, like, hey.
Listen,
remember,
I know people like to have, you know, weddings at different times of the year. Just leave it for the summertime.
Just do it.
You're
in the summertime.
Safe during the summertime. Because if you have a wedding during a baseball game, it's okay.
Yeah.
There's 160 more of them. You're fine.
Like, I always hear those stories of people are like, Alabama couple got married on a Saturday in October. And I'm like, what in the world are you thinking?
Least attended wedding ever.
Exactly. What's wrong with you? Right? Like, they presented their vows and then headed over to Bryant Denny Stadium.
You can't do that.
Just get married on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Alabama, I'm glad you brought him up.
All right, go ahead.
You had mentioned that you were thinking about going to breakfast. Well, you know who else decided to do that?
Oh, go ahead.
When the 49ers came to visit Quinnen Williams, who's probably going to be a top five pick.
Top five pick, sure.
Easy top five pick out of Alabama. They had they offered to take him to any restaurant he wanted to go to.
Any place.
Any place.
Okay. That's pretty sweet deal.
I'm guessing in Tuscaloosa, right?
Okay. I would, yeah.
He chose IHOP.
Chose IHOP. Okay. It wasn't a place that served Kobe beef or something like that? It was like a rare delicacy?
You know what? He's a large man. He needs to get his pancake on.
Yeah.
That's why I put him in the... it had to be good because God bless him.
Where would you go?
Money's not going to change him.
Where, like, Quinnen Williams, a big guy like that, how many pancakes does he eat?
Oh, I bet you he can
wolf down some pancakes.
Yeah, he can run out the whole store.
Just keep him coming.
By the way, there was a promo running. It might still be going on. He was the one who his breakfast consisted of double stuffed Oreos before the combine.
Oh, that's right.
Before he ran the 40.
That's right.
This guy, I mean, if he can't make it in the NFL, I think he's slowly auditioning for the Food Network.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Yeah, Oreo cookies for breakfast, IHOP. Yeah.
You know, IHOP for dinner.
That's good. I like that. IHOP for dinner. That's fantastic. Do you have breakfast? Does IHOP serve dinner? I think they do.
No, don't you remember? They changed their name last summer.
Oh, that's right. They were the International IHOP. House of Burgers.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then
they
were
just a reminder that they had pancakes.
Yeah. Staying with the Alabama kick, the bad for today.
All right, go ahead.
Nick Saban has a new walk-on, and I'm putting this as bad. I mean, it's good for this kid. He wasn't really recruited, but he did walk on to the team and is being allowed to join Alabama. I don't really know how good he's going to be. He only played 1 year of high school football, his senior season.
Really?
But it's bad because good things just seem to fall towards Nick Saban.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this guy is a tight end, and he's 6'7", 250 pounds.
Oh, good God.
like Saban needs that.
Right. Oh, my God.
6'7", tight end. I mean, even if you don't play him anywhere on the field except in goal line packages, this guy is going to be an asset.
He is going to be great. Oh, God. He's going to be fantastic. He's going to be an All-American. He'll be a fourth pick in the draft. Like, never played football, and Saban's going to turn him into a machine.
Exactly. And that's where I'm kind of going with this, is that, you know, why couldn't he have gone to a different coach? Why, you know, give somebody else some love. Saban doesn't need this. Saban gets it all the time.
Somebody else is like, come on. Really?
Yeah, Saban just sits there and looks over and says, who's that guy? And it's just a 6'7", 250-pound guy walking on to become your tight end.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, that's just awesome. You can't even... This guy's amazing. You can't even script it like this.
Yeah, that's why it's
incredible.
Bad. And like
it is.
Like I said, I do have a double bad.
Okay, go ahead.
There was a Kentucky couple that got married during the UK Wofford game.
Yes.
The reason why this is bad, what did he have to promise her?
What did he have to? Yeah. What did he have to give her?
I mean, she might have been a Kentucky fan. I'm not going to take her fandom away from her, but this is her day of days, right?
Right.
What did he have to promise her? I mean, or how much will this be held over him for years and years to come?
By his wife?
Yes.
Or the reverse?
No, no. You kidding me? Husband's allowed to have the game on during the wedding ceremony?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So she allowed the television.
I don't know. I'm just going to assume she did because it's her day. Guys don't have any say in wedding days.
I agree.
I didn't even have a choice of what tux I wanted to wear.
I was in Vegas the entire time on a job. Exactly. I got married in St. Petersburg. My wife handled everything. Then I flew back, got married, and we moved back out to Vegas.
Exactly. So... That's where I'm going with this, is that this is bad for the groom, right?
This is bad for the groom, yeah, by getting... But what if he said, honey, here's what's the reality of your... There's your world, and then there's the reality.
Oh, it doesn't matter!
No, if he said, honey, wait a minute, hold on. No, let me finish. If he said, honey, this is reality, and this is your world. If you want a wedding where people actually show up, you got to provide the television. Right. Now, if you want a wedding where you turn around... And you say, now introducing Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and you turn around and there's four people there, mom, dad, and maybe a cousin. Great. Let's not put TVs. But if you want your friends and family to show up, and you want a big wedding and everybody going, we were there. We're throwing rice. Yeah. You got to bring the TVs and watch a game. That game was good.
Yeah. I mean,
it wasn't like it was going to be a blowout.
You should see the photo. I mean, they're definitely inside of a church. There's a TV facing the crowd. And then there's also a TV facing the altar area where they are standing with their, groomsmen and bridesmaids.
And, you know, she might be a huge Kentucky fan, too.
I don't know the full story. I'm hoping that she is, that maybe she was all in on this. And for that, then, the guys, this is one of the luckiest men on the planet.
That might be the case. Because remember, Ashley Judd is a gigantic
Kentucky
fan. So maybe she's a big Kentucky fan, too. I don't want to be overly critical on people choosing their wedding dates, because people choose their wedding dates because maybe this was my mom's birthday and she passed away when I was young. There's all a bunch of sentimental reasons why people want to get married.
This is the day that we met, and we just want to honor the day that we met.
Exactly. So I don't want to criticize it. I know my wife and I chose our date specifically for a reason, so whatever. But, in all practicality... if you live in Kentucky and you're booking a wedding on a Saturday in mid to late March, you are running a real gamble that people are going to be choosing between the Wildcats and you.
Exactly.
So you might want to put that in mind. Like, again, you choose a Saturday in the fall in Tuscaloosa, you're in trouble. All right. I'm just saying. Now, again, I'm not trying to criticize.
You might have trouble
dates.
Just finding someone to marry you.
Exactly. But that's the way that goes. So I always find it funny. Like, I always see couples, they're like, my wife, she's Florida, I'm South Carolina, but that's not a rivalry. like when I see the couples on like all these websites that are like, he went to Alabama, she went to Auburn. Like, that's not going to work. It's, you know, eventually, when the newness of the marriage wears off and the things start to bother you a little bit, the fact that you guys are rooting against two teams that really can't stand each other is really going to start to bleed into your conversation.
I don't know.
Be careful.
I have a friend works for the SEC Network, and he's a LSU guy, and she is an Alabama supporter.
All right.
They found harmony somewhere.
They found a way. All right. Alabama and Auburn might be a little different thing, though.
Alabama-Auburn, it would be different, yeah.
I mean, they made a documentary on that bad boy.
Culminating with the Air Bowl. The dumb of the day, and I can't think of anything dumber than this. Georgia Tech, I don't know if you heard about the tragedy they suffered.
Did they announce how that kid died at 21 years old?
No, it still isn't out yet. But he was a defensive tackle. Brandon Adams just died suddenly. I think this past weekend. The same day that he unfortunately passed, the assistant coach, I'm trying to find the guy's name because I don't want to get it wrong, Brent Key, he tweeted out a little something. So here it is, and I'll let you dissect it, if you will. Georgia Tech has always and will continue to attract great men. Today we lost a great man and gained another great man. Even in dark days, the future is bright.
Oh, good God.
So basically what he was doing was that the same day that Brandon Adams passed away, a four-star cornerback committed to Georgia Tech within the same amount of time.
I'm really appalled by that. That's the dumbest thing I've seen. That, you know why I'm appalled by that? Because I hate football guy. I just can't stand football guy that can't get out of football guy. And we've talked about this with some of these coaches that don't want to, you know, like the Will Muschamps who are just like, when I was young, I didn't watch any cartoons. I was busy dreaming up 4-3 defensive schemes. Like those guys, I can't stand. Yep. And that's that guy. That guy right there is that typical, it's all football or nothing. Even to death, I can't stop thinking about football. That guy, I can't stand him. And that's a perfect example of that. God, the school should be appalled by that tweet. He should be reprimanded for that tweet. He needs to be dragged in somewhere and said, man, this is not appropriate on any level for you to talk about your recruiting success on the day of the death and combining the tweets together. Like I would absolutely be livid. I forgot who's the new coach there, but he's got to rip that guy.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, there's a time and place for everything, and there's nothing wrong with saying, you know what, hey, you know, even to the quarterback, even if you want to announce that, you know, your excitement for getting this guy, you know, at least another day would be much better.
I don't even mind two tweets separated by a couple of hours to separate the two things, but I'm going to kill two birds with one stone here. I'm going to honor the death of a former player by twisting it into the success of landing this quarterback. No. Completely inappropriate. That's not how this game is played. Dude, you really need to check yourself and check your priorities. My God, it's a 21-year-old man that died and we still don't know how he died. So, I mean, that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But that is the dumb. That is a, I don't want to say a good dumb, but that's one of the prominent dumbs that you've had in a while. I'm glad you brought that to light. So, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, it's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.